somebody told me over something very disturbing this week, which I hope was a misquote, because the person who was being quoted was actually a person who I have a great deal of respect for. And the quote was that it's impossible to really be a successful leader of a tzibur, because since a tzibur is made up of so many individuals, and no two individuals are alike, so therefore, any leader is going to crash into the problem that what's good for one person is not going to be good for another person. And so therefore, it's impossible to really be a successful leader of a tzibur. The problem with the statement is that there's a confusion in that statement between two things. One is chinuch, and the other is hanhaga. Chinuch is education. Chinuch is training. Chinuch, the pasuk tells us, is chanoich l'nar al pi darkai. It doesn't go by the mechanech, but it goes by the mechunach. It goes by the one who you're trying to train. And therefore, depending on anybody's personality, you have to train him the way that he needs it. Thinks fast, so then you've got to teach fast. Thinks slower, you've got to teach slower, etc. and so forth. That's why the best mechanech for anybody, naturally, is really their father. There's a genetic combination there that you really can't replace. We try, but it's not the same. But hanhaga is different. Hanhaga adarabam. About hanhaga, so the Medrash tells us, "Ein shnei malachim mishtamshim bekeser echos." That a manhig really should be one. There's such a thing as choosing a direction, al pi emes, al pi Torah, as to what's good for this tzibur. A tzibur is a unit. Of course, within that hanhaga, within that direction, whether it be north, west, south, east, however you're going. So everybody has to find their individuality within that spectrum, within that scope. But the hanhaga for a tzibur is best done by one person who unifies that tzibur. And that lemaisa is a very, very powerful lesson. You find many times in the Torah, but I always find perhaps most sharply in Parshas Korach. Korach was a jealous man. Korach wanted to be the Nasi. Elitzaphan was chosen ahead of him. He felt that it wasn't right. He was first in the pecking order. And so, because he has a bad wife, and because of the fact that he let his emotions overtake his seichel, so he picks a fight not only with Elitzaphan, but with Moshe Rabbeinu, with Aaron. And he comes in and he says, Rav Lachem, that you guys took too much. Madua tisnasu al kahal Hashem. Why have you elevated yourselves? Why have you made yourselves above the rest of the Kahal Hashem? But Korach wasn't just a fanatic. Came in with an emotional taina, you know, you guys don't deserve to be in charge. Korach was a highly intelligent individual. Pikeach Hoya. Korach was a Lamdan. Korach was a Gadol. And Korach built a super sophisticated system which said basically that Moshe and Aaron don't deserve their positions. And the way that the Pasuk says is Kikola Eda Kulam Kedoshim V'Seichem Hashem. Every one of Klal Yisrael, all 600,000 of us, are Kedoshim. We all heard Mipiat Vuro Sinai. Each and every one of us is a Navi. Each and every one of us has Ruach HaKodesh. U'b'seicham Hashem, like a circle. In the middle is Hashem. U'madua tisnasu al kal Hashem, and therefore, why should you be the leaders? Every single person is entitled to his own individual relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do you need a Moshe Rabbeinu for? Like the beged should kulay tcheles, every strand in the beged is tcheles, so what do you need one piece of tzitzis on there? Like the bias mole svarim. The entire bias is full of svarim. So what do you need? One mezuzah. We validate ourselves. Each one is individual. Each one has his own individual kesher with Rabbeinu Shalayla. And so therefore, what do we need you, Moshe Rabbeinu? And Adarabba, you mess it up. Because once it goes through you, so I can't be my own individual self anymore. I'm going through Moshe Rabbeinu. Everybody's different. Moshe Rabbeinu gives the answer. There's the Chazal that the Rosh Yeshiva always quotes, Biker v'yoda Hashem es asher loy v'es HaKadosh v'hikru v'elav, Gvulais barasi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, whatever you think, Kairach, the way that you think that it should be, but there are certain facts of life. Rules of nature, and there's a Kayin, and there's a Manig, and can't do anything for you. But then there's another message. The other message, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Kairach, Chulachem Machtos. Zakrashi quoting the Tanchuma, Amalahem, V'darchei Agoyim, Yesh Nimusim Harbe. The way the nations of the world think, there are many different minhagim, many different types of manners. In China they sit on the floor, other places they sit on a chair, some places they eat with their hands, some places with chopsticks, some places with a fork and knife. Everybody has their own way of doing it. The Kaimrim Harbe. There's all kinds of priests, all kinds of chassidus, you know, whatever it is. Everyone has their own way of doing it. They inkulu miskatzim b'bayis achas, and they don't all come to the same place. But anu, in Klal Yisrael, ein lanu elo Hashem echad, we have one God, arayin echad, one arayin that has the luchas in it, v'tayra achas, one tayra that doesn't change, even though there's shivim panim l'tayra, 600,000 panim l'tayra, but it's one tayra, mizbeach echad, one mizbeach, v'kayin gadol echad. We have a unifying factor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Aron, the Torah, the Mizbeach, the Kohen Gadol. And that's because even though we're all different, but a manig leads the door, I'll peel one way that unifies everybody. That's the difference between Hanhaga and Chinuch. And the truth of the matter is that this Yisoid also answers a very famous Kasha about the famous Mishnah. About Adas Kairach. The Mishnah in Ovis says, Kol machlekes shehi l'shem shamayim seifa l'iskayim. Every machlekes, the people fight l'shem shamayim. So at the end of the day, the machlekes will be known, both sides survive. Eilu ve'eilu divar Elokim chayim. And people say, no, I hate machlekes. Machlekes is terrible. Machlekes stinks. And I always say, I love machlekes. What's wrong with machlekes? Well, machlekes between gedolim, that's the worst. And I say, no, adarabba, machlekes between gedolim, that's when it gets the most gishmak. I sit all day and I pour over machlekes. Machlekes in between gedolim, tanoim, amoroim, rishonim, achroinim. It doesn't get more fest than that. What's the problem? The problem is when it becomes personal. When it's not l'shem shemayim anymore. But if you're fighting about truth, no problem. And one of the sides is going to fall by the wayside. Okay. The famous question here is that, wait a second. Hillel and Shammai, those are two sides. But really it should say, Machlokes between Kairach and Moshe Rabbeinu. Kairach and Moshe Aaron. Kairach and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's Kairach v'Adasai? So one answer is that it wasn't a Machlokes between Kairach and Moshe, because Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't exist. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't have a side. Moshe Rabbeinu is not an individual. He's not a party in the court case. Moshe Rabbeinu is just truth itself. But that still doesn't explain why you say Kairach v'Adasai. Where's the machlekes between Kairach and his Eder? Where was their machlekes? Where were the chalukei deis between Kairach and the rest of the people? And the truth of the matter is that the answer, given by the Malbim, Sav Sefer, others, is the very same Yisrael that we've been talking about. That there are two different hanhagas. There's a hanhaga, one hanhaga of a manik, and then there's a hanhaga of individuals. Now the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about Reb Baruch Ber, who we mentioned a couple of weeks ago. We'll talk about Reb Chaim. Talk about Reb Baruch Ber, the horrible joke with Reb Baruch Ber milking the chair. Talked about Reb Chaim, about Apikuris last week. But a couple of points. What fascinates me about Rav Baruch Bera is just the Hesafa to what we mentioned, is that you hear some of the stories about Rav Baruch Bera and you figure, you know, okay, fine, this guy, you know, he must have been a yes man. He must have been one of these Talmidim, you know, that sits down and gets every word clearly in his notebook, and he's just, you know, very Tamimus Dick and spits back everything that the Rebbe says. A sponge, as they say. You take a look at the Bircha Shmuel and you see that this was very far from the case. You're talking about a person who was ingenious and wildly creative. So how does the two shtim? How on one hand do you have a person who wasn't mevata one word that his Rebbe said, and every word that his Rebbe said he hung on it as if his life depended on it, and on the other hand he wrote volumes of creativity within the words that his Rebbe said. But still, crazy creativity. The answer is pashut. The Rebbe chose the direction. Reb Chaim said, it is this way, you work within that. But within that, use your own creativity. And then on the other side, there's Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim was a quintessential Rebbe, a Talmud, Reb Baruch Bera. And the famous story is, Reb Baruch Bera had all of his own chidushim when he came to Valwazhin, and Reb Chaim said, get rid of them. And Reb Baruch Bera was very happy and was very proud of the fact that, you know, they put him in Geniza or whatever he did. So apparently Reb Chaim wanted to make robots. Don't think for yourself, Reb Baruch Bera, just follow what I say. But then there's the story that I always like to tell about the Purim Rav in Valwazhin, who Reb Chaim warned, and we won't go through the whole story again, he warned, he said, you copy me too well. And just remember that your name is not Chaim Soloveitchik. Did he want Talmidim? Yes. Take what I say seriously. But on the other hand, use your own creativity. Be yourself. Because I'm not here to erase you. I'm here to show you a vista, a direction. But within that vista, within that direction, you have to do something that's uniquely you. The Ksav Sefer and the Malbim say, what's the pshat that there was a machlekes, Korach, v'Adasa? And basically what they say is a very true yisayin. When people are following a manik, when people are following an emes, so I can see things my way and you can see things your way. But at the end of the day, we're working within a certain hanhaga, within the truth, and we're fighting with each other. And at the end of the day, if we're both capable of substantiating our reasoning, it's Eilu Ve'Eilu Divrei Elokim Chayim. Hillel and Shammai, there are two sides. But when you're talking about Korach v'Hadassah, what was motivating them? Not the Hanhaga of Moshe Rabbeinu and not the truth. Each person's personality was motivating him. It was all based on jealousy and ego, and this is what I want. And when you have a situation like that, Korach and the people who followed him, they were not on the same side. Because Korach had his religion, and Dasan had his religion, and Aviram had his religion. On Ben Pelas, until he defected, he had his own religion. Because there's no truth. It's just what I want, and what you want, and what the third guy wants. So there's a machlekes between Korach and Hadassah. Everybody has their own religion. Which is hagufa, why you need a Moshe Rabbeinu. And why you need an Aron HaKohen, and one Aron, and one HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because if you don't have that one unifying factor, so you end up with 600,000 versions of Judaism, which are really nothing. It's one Sefer Torah. It's one Torah. It's one Hanhaga of a Manik. And that doesn't mean you have to erase yourself. What it means is that there's one direction and one truth, and every door of the Manhigav. And within that Hanhaga, we don't have to feel, listen, it has to be uniquely me. No. Because within the Hanhaga, I find my own personality. That's the way that it always was. And that's the mistake that Korach made based on his jealousy. He didn't realize that just because of the fact that you, Korach, are great, that means that each person is his own manik. No, you need one manik for everybody. And within that Hanhaga, everybody finds his own individuality. Everybody should be zeche within the proper hanhaga and within the bikush of MS to enjoy machlekes, always to find their own personal their own personal voice, whatever hanhaga they happen to be following. Bez Hashem Tishtaik, Michael Chayil, all the time. Have a good Shabbos.